But brother, you are lonely, cold and kind. You must sound fair when choosing words to name a bird so rare.
I neither wish to mock nor to offend. I only say what I have seen. Perhaps I did too deep in looks and smiles.
Perhaps you do. And talk too rashly, brother. Take more care.
I may mistake.
What man is he?
I say I may mistake.
His name.
I need not trouble naming him. He comes this way.
You cannot mean Lorenzo.
Sirs, good day.
Lorenzo is a cargo, safely stored.
Good masters, there is not a button, buckle, bead, or bobbin unaccounted for. Oh, save three ledgers, but with careful details of your shipment.
Every treasure in its place,
secure,
inventory,
in duplicate.
Its guardian,
sir, from lowliest porter to my deputy, I watched each man and found him honest.
So till now had I.
Disquiet me. If you mistrust one, I'll not rest till he's acquitted or accused.
That I might watch the fox condemn the hen, the magpie sit in judgment on the wren.
Good master, do I understand you right? If some miscalculation has emerged, some error in my books, I beg you, dock it tenfold for my wages, twentyfold, but do not doubt my honesty.
Your books, Lorenzo, exemplary. Forgive my brother, he has much upon his mind.
What have I done that he should doubt me so? How may I reassure him?
Lorenzo, I would ask a favor.
Nothing is too great.
Our sister Isabella entertains a suit of three young nobles. Sisters, according to their nature, will not be advised by her brothers. You enjoy, as I have seen, her confidence. Persuade her to look kindly on one suitor. Each is worthy as the next. Whomever she would choose enjoys a blessing.
Sirs, as I'm aware, she will have none of them. I beg you, do not make me press against her will. Your sister is too wise to choose in haste from suitor so unsuited to her taste.
As you're aware, you're aware of more than stewards ought to be.
I cannot speak, but it offends you, sir.
Is it not strange you know your mistress's will before her brothers? Are we to be told by servants whom she may and may not wed?
Forgive me, I but answer as you ask.
Good brother, do not take a friend to task. Lorenzo, you need not think hard on this ill-tempered show. My brother's out of sorts, his mood will pass.
Do not depend on it. I will speak, brother, privately with you. I trust your worst suspicions prove untrue.
I've much to do and should be at my work.
But not before you say you'll hunt with us.
Perhaps some other time.
Tomorrow then, the centaur walks upon the frosty air. The pale sun and the drumming horses, these will free our spirits and refresh our hearts.
Your invitation would have thrilled me once, but...
Set, we'll live at all. Today enjoy the quiet whispering of your quill, tomorrow yapping bloodhounds and the kill. Now back to work, Lorenzo.
I guess your true intention,
brother. You must keep your hatred better hidden, or you'll spoil our snare. Go to him in an hour. Excuse your anger, entreat him to the hunt.
Though three ride out at dawn, by fall of dark, two brothers will return without their clothes.